Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hi, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and this is episode 8, recorded on Sunday, February 26, 2017.
Can you believe we're recording and the Oscars are on right now?
I know. I just imagine the uproar if we would have changed it and moved it because of the Oscars, which is, I mean, we talked about it a few minutes before we got on here, and I have no clue really what the Oscars are for. You mentioned movies, and that's really about as far as I know, and whether I've seen any of them, I probably have not.
No. Well, I went onto the Oscars website earlier just to kind of, you know, because I figure we might be touching base on it tonight while we're recording. So I'm like, yeah. I should at least sound like I know, you know, partially know what the fuck I'm talking about. So I went on there, looked at the movies that were nominated. I recognize some names from, you know, actors, actresses, and things like that. No idea about any of the movies. I've heard of them, kind of, never watched any of them. So good luck to everyone, but I don't care.
I don't either. And a lot of times it's movies that you haven't seen or heard of or any of that, where, you know, it's the music and all that. And I get people get excited about it. And certainly I'm sure when we look at Facebook either later tonight or tomorrow, there'll be, you know, tons of posts about, you know, who won and how great it was and all that, but not for me. So I guess it's everybody's benefit, including ours. We get to record on time.
Yep. No Oscar buzz at the Phillips house. That's for sure.
No, none here. Melissa might be watching it a little bit just to see, you know, out of curiosity, but same kind of thing. I mean, if I haven't seen it, then she hasn't seen it. So
yeah, usually when I go upstairs after we're done recording, Kelly's either asleep on the couch or she's, you know, reading a book or on her phone or something like that. Hardly is she ever actually have the TV on when I go up there, so I doubt she'll be watching it.
Hey, well, one thing that came up during the week is, I guess a little bit of housekeeping that, a lot of times when we talk about the show and during the show, we say we'll put things in the show notes. And a lot of the things that we cover has links that you can't really get to, obviously, while listening to the podcast. So we put them in our show notes. And one of the questions that I got this week was how to get to those show notes. Basically, the format that we put it out there is if you go to thetwobobs.com, you can see every episode that's there. But you can get to a specific episode directly by adding the episode number at the end. So tonight's episode is episode 8. So after tonight, when the show is posted, you would be able to get to tonight's show notes by going to thetwobobs.com/008. And then that'll have all the links and everything that we discuss in the show. And, you know, if you wanted to go back and see what it was later on, then that's where to find them. But anyhow, a little bit of housekeeping there.
Yeah, what I like about it, too, I mean, you can go and honestly, for me, the easiest way, go to thetwobobs.com. It shows all the episodes there. You can break it down, like Robert said, by episode. But just to have it there, I mean, it has all the website really has all the information you need as far as following us on all the different things like iTunes, Android, contacting us by email, subscribing to our feed. It has our Facebook information, our Twitter information, our Instagram information. Right on the top, it shows, you know, how to contact us. It has the phone number, the loyal listener line number on there. So really just, you know, that's the hub. From there, I think kind of you can get anywhere you want once you're, you know, on our page.
Right. And one thing, too, that we put out as our last bit of housekeeping here is we had the listener request we put out through the week and at the beginning of last week's show. But let us know what your favorite segment has been so far, or even just something that, you know, you thought was cool or funny or any of that. Let us know. We do have our own list of things that we've liked, but we are very curious to see what everybody else thinks. So you can either look on the website and use the contact link or give us a call at 530-882-BOBS. That's 530-882-2627.
I thought you were going to throw the elderly listener drop in there. I thought you were going to drop her in there. I was waiting for it.
I've used it a lot, so I figured I'd give her a break this time.
So that's nice of you. At least somebody's giving her a break.
Somebody here. Well, here, let's hit our new segment.
So smooth. That sounds good.
Yeah, that's what mine actually sounded like earlier when I poured it before we got on here. So what
it did
what
you, you're drinking something nice and thick and dark, just the way I like it. So what are you drinking this week?
Well, it is black as night. And last week we talked about Untappd, and I think that's where I found this some time ago, and I never got around to buying it. But this time, while I was picking some things to go for the show, I figured, one, try something a little bit different, since I do tend to steer towards the IPAs and the hoppier beers. But this one, I heard such good things about it, and I haven't added it to Untappd just yet because I want it to be a surprise, as it was, one, a porter. But it's got this sticker here on the side. It's imported, but it is imported from one of the 50 states. It does have to come quite a long way to get here, but it's Maui Brewing Company Coconut Porter.
Ooh.
Yeah. The side note here that I can read this week is a robust dark ale with hand-toasted coconuts and hints of mocha. And it's 6% alcohol by volume in this 12 fluid ounce can. And this has got some pretty cool artwork in here. Crafted with passion from the heart of paradise, where an innovative and independent brewery, welcome to the Ohana. I got another one from the same brewery that I'll try another day, but I like it quite a bit. And again, like I mentioned, it's a nice change of pace from the hoppier ones. And I'll have a sip now. Why don't you tell me about what you got over there?
Sure, sure. So, you know, I'm at the end of my build your own six pack. So this is the last one that I have from the last trip I made. So I'm going to have to go again this week and pick up some new stuff. But I didn't save the worst for last, I'll tell you that much. I really like this
That's
beer.
Good.
It's from Deschutes Brewery, which is based out of Bend, Oregon. And Deschutes is Deschutes. And this is the Black Butte Porter. Butte is Butte. So kind of a funny story along with this. So earlier I'm looking at it, and I was torn between whether it was called or pronounced Black Butt Porter or Black Booty Porter.
They're both interchangeable.
Luckily, Deschutes, they have, and I wasn't sure about Deschutes either, to be honest with you. So anyway, they have a brew pub in actually in Bend, Oregon. So I called up the brew pub, and first off, the girl who answered the phone said, you know, Deschutes Brewery. I said, oh, perfect, got that. I said, silly question, I have a question. I need to know how this beer is pronounced. So she told me it's Black Butte Porter. And so I'm glad that I called, because otherwise I would have sounded a little bit funny tonight recording the podcast, calling it either Black Butt Porter or Black Booty Porter.
Well, now that I think about it, you know, as soon as you said that, there's when Aaron Rodgers, who's the quarterback of the Packers, a lot of times when he does his little intro, they always say, you know, Aaron Rodgers and, you know, where they went to school. And he actually went to Butte Community College, which is in California. So that makes a lot of sense. But, I mean, I guess you could... You could order the Black Butt Porter if you wanted to.
I'm sure I'm not the first person to ask that question.
No.
Or maybe I'm the first person to call and ask the question at the restaurant. But by the way, they looks like they have some pretty good food there. Actually, it was on their website. But I'm sure I'm not the only person in the restaurant who's asked. But so this is a porter. It's 5.2% alcohol by volume, and it's notes of rich chocolate and coffee. A luscious creaminess and a roasted finish. Pretty good stuff. Highly recommended. Of course, we'll post this in the show notes. It's at DeschutesBrewery.com to check it out.
I was just looking in here in Untappd, and I've had one of theirs too. The name was familiar. I've had their Mirror Pond Pale Ale. I rated it pretty high, so I think it's a good brewery. I'll have to add them to my list and try another one.
By the way, I actually, and you know this because I sent you a friend request, but I actually installed and reset up my account with Untappd. So
nice.
I'm back up and running on that. And also, if you follow me on there, I'm at Phil Roberts 33. That's Phil Roberts 33 on there. What I'm going to do, at least to start, is I have all the beers that I've drank on the show on there. I just kind of, you know, went and scanned them all as I was sitting here, honestly. But I'm going to put some more on there too, some of my faves, if they don't make it to the show. But, you know, feel free, go on there, friend me. You can check out the beers that we're drinking. And I think you're on there too, obviously.
Yeah, Robert K328. So you guys had some health issues out their way. Is everything okay?
Dude, it's the flu. The flu came hard and hit Kelly pretty hard here. Luckily, I got a flu shot. Harrison, our youngest, got a flu shot. Colin has managed not to get sick yet in spite of not having a flu shot. And Kelly, of course, didn't have a flu shot. So I think that's probably it. She's feeling a little bit better today. But yeah, it's been a long week. It was a short week because Monday was President's Day. Tuesday I wasn't in the office. So, you know, Wednesday I'm basically catching up on work, and then and then of course the weekend hits, so and then having a sick wife at home. One day I left work a couple hours early, came home, took the kids out. So it was a long week, really long week, but, again, she's starting to feel a little bit better. So,
well, that's good. I had a little bit of a health scare yesterday that made me nervous. I was, getting ready for bed and I'm changing and I feel something kind of funny down around my midsection, and, not going to lie, it made me a little bit nervous, and, having kids and stuff like that, you think of your future. But I went and I started rummaging around there to inspect exactly what it was. And I pulled this thing out of my midsection. It was basically my belly button. It was this biggest piece of lint I've ever seen. So I sent it down to Florida. I think the Nats are going to use it to throw out the first pitch at the next game.
That's disgusting.
It's a problem.
Clean your shit out, Robert. I mean,
it's a problem. I mean, we got one of those, handles that you can take off of the shower. I like the
detachable arm viaducts. Yeah,
I like to rummage around in there and get that out of there. But every now and then, with a sweater, I like to wear, my undershirts that I like to wear during the their episodes here. And in the last couple of weeks, just because you mentioned it, I've been wearing a real shirt. Maybe sometime during the show today, I'll post a selfie, and that way everybody can see.
I'm usually in a hoodie because I'm in a basement and it's like 10 degrees down here. So,
Well, I'll do it now. So,
hey, nice of you to do that.
There we go. I'll post that on the things now so everybody can see that we're actually here. But
so, Robert, last week we had talked a little bit about, some of our favorite liquors and drinks and things like that. One thing I don't think we've talked about on the show is I'm also a little bit of a wine connoisseur.
Yeah.
Obviously I'm not going to drink wine on the show because, that would be sissy to do on the show. But I do like a lot of reds, especially my cabs. Some of the blends, some of the like Cabernet blends are pretty good. I like the redder, kind of drier wines.
Yeah.
But it led me to this article. Now, there's a company called Tasting Room, and they're giving, the article on Pop Dust is Tasting Room is giving liquor stores a run for their money. Basically, what they're doing is they send you kind of like a kit with tasters, and you taste the different wines. You give them your opinions, and then they kind of tailor a box of bottles of wine based off of your likes and your tastes. And they send it out to you. So it's, you don't even have to leave your house, and you can get kind of customized wine selections delivered right to your house. So it's pretty cool.
No, that's a good idea. We'll tend to get some of the same wines, and we have, like you guys, we like the red, the drier type wines, and we'll find some that we liked and some that are, smoother than others. And sometimes you drink them and you think, wow, I can, obviously you can drink this all night. But other times you'll get some and you'll drink it, and it's just like, it's got just, I guess, a little bit too strong of a taste. And usually after the first glass, you can kind of, all right, you'll power through it. And Groupon had a thing during the holidays where you could get a case of 12 bottles of wine. And I was nervous about it because you'd spend the money on it, and then you'd probably get wine that was not very good. And then you'd go through it and figure it was, it would be a waste. So at least this way, you're telling them what you want, and then obviously somebody's, they're looking at it and kind of pairing things up for you, which you can get at the store, but at the same time, if you can have it shipped to you, like you said, that takes a lot of the work out of it.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, me and wine and I, my problem with if I get a really good bottle of wine, problem is, and I have my favorites.
Yeah.
One that I really like, it's from, Duckhorn. It's called Decoy. It's a pretty popular cab, but I love it, and I can just power through a bottle of it in like a second, and or not a second, in a short amount of time. But it seems like whenever I drink wine, I'm just signing up to have just a terrible headache the next day. That's the other thing I don't like about wine is I get headaches every time.
Yeah, I have to drink a lot of water while I'm doing it, kind of pace myself. You're one of the people that puts me on the Yeti, but I basically, the thing never leaves my side. But I keep a whole thing of water with me anytime really I'm drinking anything, because I will get some pretty bad headaches. But now, is this the wine that you were drinking the night you left us our voicemail?
You guys are are probably the coolest bobs of all.
I'm glad you're playing this again.
That's a wine voicemail right there. So is that what you were drinking?
If I'm being honest, that is exactly what I was drinking that night. I left you that.
I figured that was more of a cupcake. You guys got cupcake up there? You get it at 7-Eleven?
We do have cupcake. I don't drink it, though. Kelly likes the more like frou-frou wines. You know, she's into the more like the dessert wines.
Sweet,
and,
yeah,
the sweet wines. And
that's what my mom, she likes her thing that she orders 9 times out of 10 is White Zinfandel.
Moscato, and she drinks. Yeah.
I don't. This comes in a box, so you know it's good. It's a box. You put it right in the refrigerator and drink it out of the tap in the little bladder. But she likes that. Or if we go out to dinner, sometimes if they don't have that, then she'll get like a, I think it's a blush or rosé or something. You know, they're sweet wines, and I can do those as like a dessert. But really, those are too sweet. I'm like you. I like the darker, and same with Melissa. She likes those too.
Yeah, in fact, there's this place by our house, just to kind of do some local advertising here. It's called Cellar 59 Wine Bar, and it's at Partridge Creek, which is where my local Apple store is, right around the corner from it, actually, at the mall. It's pretty cool. They have like 40 different, you know, around 40 different or more, I think, varieties of different wines, including some kind of vintage wines and wines that aren't. That you can't really get just by shopping around the area. What's cool about it is you go in and you buy credits, and then you can use those credits to buy the wine. The wines are actually like, they have dispensing equipment, so it's kind of like wine on tap a little bit. It comes out, it's already, you know, nice and aerated, and it's a pretty cool place. So definitely recommend that too if you like wine in the area.
Cool. Well, I did want to hit to, last week we had the discussion about the Long Island iced tea, and I put a note out on Twitter, and I put it on Facebook and Instagram as well, but the results were pretty much in my favor. I do have to tell you that on Twitter, the results were 88% to 13% that math doesn't work, but I'll take it, were in my favor, that no, it's fine for guys. On Instagram, we had a couple responses, because there really is no poll option there. But Orlando Olipod says, a girl told me it is, but it gets me effed up, LOL. FYFC Studios says, nope, I love to smash them into my face. So I think he had a few already before he left that.
My thing with Long Island iced tea is my grandmother, you know, rest her soul, that was her drink, and, you know, my grandmother Mary Helen loved to drink Long Island iced tea. So whenever I hear about that drink, I automatically think
of her.
You know,
okay,
her, and I think of not specifically her. Well, I do think of her, but I also think of just an old lady drinking, and so that's where my opinion of Long Island iced tea kind of stems from. It was my grandma's drink, so I'm like, all right, those are the types of people that drink that.
Well, I'm just about done with this coconut porter, but before I finish this last sip, I do have one other note here on Instagram. It says, Rob forgot to mention he sometimes orders Stella Artois in a fancy glass. Now that's girly.
You know what? I know who left that. I saw that. I chose to ignore it. Kelly knows who she is. And, I don't mind Stella Artois. And I actually have a couple. It's kind of like my beer when I'm at kind of a bar and I just have, they're not a bar that has a bunch of craft stuff. Sometimes I will get Stella if it's like a choice of like either that or Coors or Miller Lite or Bud Light or something. I'll go for the Stella. And sometimes I never ask for it, but sometimes they bring it out in the fancy Stella Artois glasses. But the whole argument with the Stella Artois thing was, we went to a bar one time and I ordered it and they brought it out in the fancy glass, and Kelly looked at it and was like, what the hell did you order? We actually had to take a poll of people at the bar, including the bartender and things like that, if Stella Artois was a girly beer, and overwhelmingly the response was no, it was not. I do still drink Stella every once in a while, but at the end of the day, if there's something, you know, a little bit darker for me to choose from. I usually go with that.
I think it's probably the fancy glass that threw her there. Yeah, I've seen those same glasses. Like Sam Adams, in a couple places that I've been to, they would bring it out in those, you know, odd looking glasses. And I have some somewhere, but I should bring them out. But they're actually pretty cool. So I bought that pair. But I know what you're talking about. And I think it's just one of those things. When somebody orders it, they're trained to do that by the company or distributor that tells them, put them in here. We want the recognition. We want people to see it and hopefully order the same thing. So
yeah. So Kelly can shutty.
Have you guys been getting a lot of the Girl Scout cookies? We've gotten a bunch, and I see people at work that are putting the lists up, and it's that time of year. So how about you guys? You guys do a lot of that?
Normally we do. In fact, I have a client at work. Her daughter sells them. So she called me this year and she said, well, you know, do you want some Girl Scout cookies? Because she knows I'm one of the people that she should be calling for these things. And I consulted Kelly and we decided, no, it'd be better that we didn't. But, you know, that being said, so I did call her back. I'm like, no, we're not going to get Girl Scout cookies. And she was fine with that. But the problem is they're all around the office, too. So yes. It's like somebody, there's always somebody who is bringing Girl Scout cookies in. You just can't get away from them.
They buy the whole bunch of them from people that are selling them, and then they leave a couple at the office and open them up in the kitchen, and then they take the rest home. And so, no, we've got the same problem.
So my favorite is Samoas.
Yes.
You got to love the caramel and the coconut and the chocolate combination. Is yours also Samoas, or do you got another fave?
It is, but, you know, there's a little bit of a deal breaker there, and you say it. You know, there's two A's in caramel. This could be...
What did I say? Caramel?
Yeah.
Caramel.
Oh, God. Here we go again. Dork alert.
You know, this is a pet peeve that Melissa and I have. There's two A's in caramel.
Okay, mister, I over-enunciate everything. There's a lot of words in the English language where if you actually said them the way they're spelled out, it would sound ridiculous. So, you know, call me what I want. I'm in the Midwest. We call it caramel. Also, if I have a can of Pepsi or Coke, we call it pop to get used to it.
No, that's funny. We were having that same discussion the other day that a friend of mine down in Texas where he grew up there would always go in, they'd go to the movies and say, I would like a Coke. And they'd say, well, what flavor Coke? And he'd say, Sprite. And so why don't, you know, and I never understood that. Why don't you just order Sprite? You know, what flavor Coke do you want? But anyhow, so no, I think you said that last week. You said something about the beer. You said caramel. And I went, you know, I just kind of had this little cringe. There's a couple of those words that people like irregardless. And then he goes, well, we'll save those for another show.
Yeah, no, you're going down when we do talk about this too.
we'll talk about this after the show.
No, don't worry. Paybacks are a bitch. No.
Yeah, Samoas are my favorite, and I know a lot of people like Thin Mints and putting them in the freezer and all that. But no, I can tear up a box of Samoas for sure.
Tagalongs too, I'm a fan.
Yeah, and the shortbread ones are good. They actually have a you know, we were talking about wine earlier. There's a website, Vivino, which I think they have an app, but you know, if you're trying to track your wine like we were tracking beer, but they're actually pairing. Picking the appropriate wines to drink with the various Girl Scout cookies. So I don't know that I necessarily associate wine with Girl Scout cookies, but I think it's one of those things that if you just have to have wine and you've got a box of Samoas there, their suggestions are, let's see. Samoas are iconic caramel and toasted coconut covered cookies that will taste even better with an aged Rioja. I mean, I'm just guessing at the name of this. Norris tells us she keeps a stash of these cookies in her freezers for emergencies, of course. And then they give you a list of like three of them that they recommend.
This is the thing. I mean, who the hell thinks about this, though?
This is a wine place. Of course they do.
Oh, well, yeah, but I mean, so I'm just going down here. So let's see here. The first wine that I would actually drink would be a Pinot Noir on here.
Yeah.
And apparently I'm supposed to eat... They are them, the Pinot Noir and the Cranberry Citrus Crisps complement each other. They have a zesty citrus flavor that made us reach straight for a complimentary New Zealand Pinot Noir. I don't know.
Now, see, that's the thing, too, is that, you know, if these aren't wines that you normally drink, does that mean that you're not going to eat the cookie that goes with it? I think the wines that you mentioned are the wines that we tend to have. You know, it's, I mean, maybe it's like, you know, this goes with steak and this goes with chicken, but... I mean, I never pay attention to that. I just order the red and eat whatever the hell I want.
Well, this is the thing, yeah. I mean, you know, it's like asking me, you know, what kind of wine would go with pizza? It doesn't matter. It's freaking pizza.
Everything.
I'm not picky when it comes to that. So, you know, just give me a wine I like. Give me some Samoas, maybe some Tagalongs, if there's time. I'm perfectly fine with that. But speaking of cookies, you sent me a picture earlier, Robert, and
yes, I
haven't
did.
Been able... I haven't been able to get this out of my damn head since you sent it to me. And
I haven't even opened them yet.
Are you opening them right now? That's fine.
I am going to open it.
We'll do it live.
These are Peeps flavored Oreos.
I'm a huge Oreo fan because I love vanilla. I don't really care if it's the chocolate cookie or the vanilla cookie or whatever it is, but it's got to be the regular ones. And they have mint, and I haven't tried those, but... I'm a huge Oreo fan. I could, we talked about the Girl Scout cookies. I could eat Oreos all the time. But I saw that these were out, for Easter. And there's even people that don't like Peeps. And I'm not a huge Peep fan.
Robert, is it a cookie? Then I'm a fan.
I am a cookie monster. So I figured
sugary wafers that are being held together by, frosting.
Yeah, can you see that?
In front of me. That looks delicious.
Yeah, that does look good.
Peeps Oreos with marshmallow Peeps flavor cream. I wonder, is it actually like this exactly the same stuff? No, it's got to be just a cream that's just flavored like Peeps. But Peeps are flavored like marshmallow. So is it just a marshmallow Oreo, or is there a distinct Peep flavor to it?
Well, I'm going to find out. So why don't you talk for a second, and I guess you can do a play-by-play, but I'm going to put a picture of these up on Instagram too, so...
All right.
Yeah, they're I'm going in.
These are the white sandwich cookies, not the chocolate brown ones.
You're not supposed to ask me when I'm eating the cookie.
Robert just shoved the entire cookie into his mouth. I mean, no use in savoring. Just shove it in your gullet and, choke it down and let us know how you liked it.
But I did bring water.
I need to know if it was... You should have sent me some, but you just picked them up today, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I should have gone. We should have done this together. Next time we're going to... Next time there's a new Oreo out that looks enticing, we'll both have to get it.
Well, like I said, it's one of those things where you either like Peeps or you don't, and I happen to be going out to get something else. I said, you know what? We have this on our list, so let me see if they have them, and they do.
Did you know, too, these Peeps are fat-free?
These aren't.
These Oreos, I mean. No, I'm joking. They're not fat-free. Are you kidding me?
They're really good. They still taste kind of like an Oreo, and I think maybe there is... Marshmallow is kind of a vanilla taste anyway to me. It's along that, so it doesn't really... I think the pink is there, and it's a good Easter thing, but I'll eat the whole pack.
What happens, I wonder, you hear about these people who put the Peeps, who have to open the package and leave them sitting out for like a month before they taste good. I wonder if the same thing would happen with these.
No.
Go ahead, leave one sitting on your desk there, and when we're recording episode 12, we'll have you eat it. And see what it tastes like.
I'll set it back here next to my my stack of beers that we've had so far.
I'm just leaving all my empty beer bottles on my desk.
I started doing that too. Melissa's like, "Well, you got all these beers. What are you going to do with those?" I said, "Well, Rob's doing it, so I got to do it."
What I'm thinking I'm going to do is, and at some point maybe we'll actually do a video of the show, but I have a shelf. I already have the shelf. I just haven't put it on the wall behind me, because drilling into brickwork is an easy thing to do.
You need a special vinyl brick bit.
All right. Elephant in the room. It's fucking wallpaper that just looks like brick. It's not actually brick. I didn't lay bricks in my basement on the wall. But so I'm going to put that up, and I'm wondering if I should just display the beer. I was going to put the Star Wars bobbleheads, but maybe I'll put the beer instead. We'll see. Maybe I'll put both.
Well, I was going to do a lot of the same thing down here where I am, but having been moved around my house to find the appropriate spot where I could do this and relative quiet, I tried to find a way to have a cool background, but it's not going to work where I am. So you'll have the cool studio for sure, and I'll just be here in my basement.
This room happened to be here, and we happened to not really be using it, so... I didn't even ask. I just started moving my shit in here, so.
That's cool.
A couple weeks ago, we've talked a lot about pizza, naturally. Yeah. I love pizza. Another one of these articles that we were looking at here, Domino's is at it again, right? So they're always doing something kind of crazy, and now they just gave away a pizza engagement ring to somebody.
Yeah, I saw that. That's crazy. I mean, I guess it's, again, like we talked about before, it's one of those things trying to get some more information out there. But this was in the UK, and there's a picture, and we'll have this link in the show notes as well. But there's a picture of this woman getting a pizza-shaped ring put on her finger, and I don't know. I don't know what she thinks. I mean, Melissa's been reminding me many times so far this week that we're not, you know, having our vows renewed or any of that in a Taco Bell. And I think if I took her to Taco Bell and gave her this pizza ring at the same time, I think everything would probably be canceled right away.
Kelly would fucking kill me.
As she should.
But she loves pizza too. I don't know. Yeah. I almost feel like maybe she wouldn't hate it as much as, you know. But yeah, I'm looking at the article on SpoonUniversity.com, and it says, yep, you read that correctly. Everyone's favorite pizza chain announced, and I have an argument against Domino's being everyone's favorite pizza chain, but they announced the night before Valentine's Day that they were going to give away a 22-karat gold diamond-encrusted engagement ring, and yes, it is shaped like a slice of pizza. That's hilarious. They said the contest was in the UK, but and the deadline obviously has passed at this point. But apparently there are a lot of independent artists who would love to design a pizza-shaped ring for you. So, you know, if that's your thing, you know, you can still get it, even though you didn't win it for free. You'll have to pay money to get an engagement ring that's shaped like a sliced pizza.
You know, I'm having a hard time thinking about this pizza when this cookie I have set here on the table next to all my empty beer bottles is calling me, so... I'm going to do my... Now, when I have to go back and eat this in 4 weeks, do I have to eat all the ants on it, too, or can I brush those off?
No, maybe put a paper towel over it so they can't get to it.
that'll help it maintain its crispness.
It got cold here again. All of our ants died. It's, you know, it peaked up into the low 40s today, but I got cold again. Yeah. Son of a bitch. It was so nice. Here. It was such a tease. I had to keep reminding myself. And, you know, it's still February in Michigan, so... Yeah.
Now, do you like pineapple on your pizza?
I don't. I feel it's like it to me. Why mess with a good thing? Why it's pizza? It's not going to be healthy.
Yeah.
No reason you should be putting fruit on it. I put vegetables on it then, but I mean, to me, it's pizza equals savory, and when you mix in the sweet and the savory, it just doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. You know, I don't go out of my way to order it, but if it's one of the options, you know, sometimes we get pizza at work, and if it's one of those ones, I'll grab it. But the president of Iceland this week put out a notice to say that if he could, he would outlaw in Iceland pineapple on pizza. Which, I mean, we've got some crazy stuff going over here in the United States to have, you know, the president talking about how they would outlaw pizza. But
I mean, what does Trump think of this is what I want to know.
I wouldn't be surprised if one of these days that he does say, but I mean, basically it's, I know it's a hot topic, you know, anytime people talk about pizza and you know, the idea of pineapple on there, it's got some pretty strong things, but for, you know, the leader of a country to come out and say he would outlaw it if he could, that's pretty extreme.
He's my hero. In fact, there's a tweet from they showed on the website here on which is actually the Canadian, it's CBC. So I mean, it's not like some crazy like fake news website that, you know, posts articles on Facebook.
Right.
This is actually from CBC, and what it says what he said is, I like pineapples, just not on pizza. I do not have the power to make laws which forbid people to put pineapple on their pizza. I am glad that I do not hold such power. Presidents should not have unlimited power. I would not want to hold this position if I could pass laws forbidding that which I don't like. I would not want to live in such a country. For pizzas, I recommend seafood.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's
about as eloquent of a statement as a president of a country could really say regarding pizzas and pineapple mixing.
I would love eloquence like that right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look what we're dealing with for the next 4 years.
That's
you
right.
know, whether you liked Obama or not, he was such a good speaker. And
yeah,
Trump is, whether you like Trump or not, Trump is so not a good speaker.
Yeah.
Did we talk about last week? Maybe you just sent it to me during the week where they slowed down his voice just a little bit.
Yeah. Sound like an old drunk guy.
When he was talking about Russia. And he and it sounded like some guy who, like you said, was just some old drunk guy at a bar at 3 in the morning who had one too many or several too many. And
he was waiting for his Uber.
Splurting off crazy shit about Russia.
You know what uranium is, right? It's a thing called nuclear weapons and other things. Like, lots of things are done with uranium, including some bad things.
We should put that in the show notes, too. I want people to see that.
One of the other things that I saw this week was, did you see the video of Tom Brady out on the ski slopes?
That was hilarious. I don't like to see people get hurt.
No.
But at the same time, I mean, it's Tom Brady. Maybe I have a little bit more of a tolerance for him. I mean, you know, knowing that, I mean, he's Tom Brady, right? So it's great to see that, you know, somebody like him is, you know, is still not bulletproof and, you know, is still susceptible to, you know, wiping out on the ski slope and just not landing. Obviously, he should stick to football.
we'll put that link in there too, but I loved his reference, and that shows he has a good, you know, I guess a good sense of humor about it, but he had a South Park, you know, underlying theme to it, and it says if you French fry when you're supposed to pizza, you're going to have a bad time, trust me. So he took a spill. He went off on a very small jump actually, and his feet started to basically go down. So of course, when you're going down a hill and I've never been skiing because I hate snow, but when he's going up and his skis basically catch the snow as he's coming down, and he flips head over heels.
Yeah, it reminds me of this one time when I decided, you know, I went down the bunny hill twice and decided that, you know, I obviously was ready for some more advanced hills, and I'm going down the right side of like a brown or whatever class of hill it was, which was nice and smooth. And then I look down there and there's a snowmobile from, you know, one of the people that work at the resort or whatever it's called, the ski hill, right there. There was somebody who had wiped out and was injured on the right. So I had to swerve over to the left side of the hill, and it was all rollers going down. And I just, again, I was still trying to figure out the pizza French fry thing, and I was just, I French fried my ass all the way down the hill. I caught air every single one of those jumps, and it was one of the most scary things. It was one of those times when I was like, yep, this is it. This is how I'm going. This is how I'm going to end on the freaking, at a freaking ski hill, you know, flying through the air when I, you know, probably shouldn't hit. I should have still been on the bunny hill at that point.
Sounds like my first time water skiing, and my last time water skiing was trying to get up, and you know, you're sitting down in the water and they start to ease on it. We were pulling away, and I started to go up a little bit and then flipped over, you know, basically face first down in the water, and ooh, you know, realizing I had crashed but didn't have the foresight to let go. I drank so much of it, it was nasty. So that was the last time I did it.
A word from somebody who doesn't know how to water ski. My guess is never pizza when you're water skiing.
That's right.
And speaking of French fries, so there's an article that talks about 10 of the most caloric items on the McDonald's menu. And
not at all surprising, but one of them, and they even tell you at the beginning that, you know, this is going to be somewhat surprising. So
yeah, we'll start with number 10 and we'll work our way down, right?
Yeah.
So number 10 is large fries, 510 calories.
By themselves.
I would expect a large fry to be on maybe the top 10 at McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
What always is crazy to me, though, is when salads make their way onto the top 10. So, in other words, the Southwest Buttermilk Crispy Chicken Salad has 520 calories, which has more calories than a large fry. So,
there goes that.
So the people who out there who think they can go to a fast food restaurant and eat a salad and pretend they're healthy, you're full of shit. Sorry.
Well, I'll get that one, but I'll get the grilled, even though it's probably not a whole lot better. But the thing about it is that's pretty much what I would get, whereas with the, you know, if I get a large French fry, I'm getting something else with it, you know, whether it's nuggets or a sandwich or, you know, whatever. So, you know, the salad is 520, but it stops me. Sometimes I'll get, you know, like a 4-piece nugget, and because I like the mustard, but that would be my only thing. But yeah, it probably should be lower. But I mean, it's right. It says We hate to break it to you, but ordering a few leaves piled high with fried chicken, Doritos, and full-fat ranch dressing is more caloric than a regular cheeseburger. Yikes. So,
although I do love the fact that they put Doritos on a salad, which to me seems...
That's the Southwest part.
Sounds pretty... Yeah, that's the only thing that's Southwest on that salad. So, going down to number eight. Yeah, you want to do number eight?
Yeah, sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle. And I know we talked about that before, too. You like the McGriddles, and I've never had one. I'm more of a McMuffin kind of guy. So just the sausage and cheese, no egg.
Yeah. I mean, it's a breakfast sandwich that has pancakes for a bun. So
550 calories.
I mean, you can't hate it. I mean, it's delicious.
I love number seven, and these I do get these, and I had a great experience with these one time. But McFlurry with M&M's, 620 calories. Doesn't really say what size it is, but it's probably just their regular size. And one time at work, we were at a McDonald's in a mall, and they were in the food court area, and the kid's over there. He's like, "Yeah, I'll make it for you." So he goes over there and he starts putting all this stuff in there. And I guess he didn't hold the cup, but if you've ever seen them make a McFlurry, when you flip that switch, that plastic spoon that goes on that basically a high-speed drill starts spinning, and he's not holding the cup very, very steadily. And the cup flies across, the lid comes off, and there's ice cream everywhere. He's covered with it. It's all over the register because it's up close to the front of the store. I think that was the icing on the cake for him, but I do love a McFlurry.
Yeah, you got to hold on to those things.
Hold on to it.
I love how efficient they are, though, with that. The spoon is actually what mixes the McFlurry up. And
genius.
Leave it to McDonald's to figure something out like that. Number six, double quarter pounder with cheese, 730 calories. Yeah. Not surprising. It's a half a pound of beef with, two slices of cheese and all the stuff and a bun. So... it's not surprising to me that that's number six, and it's also half of the recommended daily caloric intake for most people. So, delicious though.
Number five, large McCafe chocolate chip frappe, 750 calories, and I don't tend to like blended coffee, so I don't get these, but I do see a lot of people with them, and 750 for just. Again, this is going to go with whatever they're going to have. So it's probably this along with the McGriddle and, hash browns or something like that. So by the time you get to work, you're done for calories.
When I get a 750-calorie chocolate chip frappe with my McGriddle, I call it a cardiac arrest breakfast. Only at McDonald's.
Now, do you put syrup in the frappe, too, to go with your McGriddle?
I put syrup and also fried chicken. I just have them. I put fried chicken in there, and then I have them run it through the McFlurry machine just to kind of mix it in there real good. It adds a couple.
Instead of the spoon, you put a chicken tender up there on the spoon.
I eat it with the chicken tender in place of the spoon. It reminds me of the. Have you seen at Taco Bell, they have the chalupa where the shell of the chalupa is actually made out of fried chicken?
Oh, no. We should have covered that last week in all the Taco Bell, but no.
It's a real thing on the menu because I'm looking at it. I'm in line at Taco Bell. And they now they have the menu before the menu.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the menu.
No, that went away. Did that just come out this year?
The chicken chalupa?
Yeah,
it's brand new. It literally last week I looked at it on the menu. I'm at the menu before the menu, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, where the hell is the chicken on this? I'm like, I see lettuce, I see, sour cream, all the other shit they put on their cheese. And then it took me a minute, but
gone.
Then I realized.
The naked chicken chalupa.
Yeah, that's what it was called.
No, shit's gone, dude. We're gathered here today for this living wake and loving future memory of Taco Bell's naked chicken chalupa.
Well,
it's already gone.
It's for the best. It's for the best.
It's all right. I saw that earlier, but I left it off.
So
number four.
Number four, I don't get the large. I did have one of these last week because they are delicious. And one of my favorite parts of St. Patty's is not the green beer, especially because porters and stouts don't turn into green beer all that well. It's the Shamrock Shake, which the large Shamrock Shake is 820 flipping calories.
Yeah, to go with your double cheeseburger and large fries. So your double cheeseburger or double quarter pounder is 730 plus your large fries is 510. So, you know, that's 1,240 plus your 820, and you're the finance guy. So that puts you close to 2,000 calories right there for lunch or dinner.
One meal. And it's delicious, though, Robert. Have you had a Shamrock Shake before?
We did get one the other day, but it wasn't that big. But it was for the teenager, and she can basically at this point with all the soccer, she can have as many calories as she wants. So
see, I don't even know. Maybe it's mint. It's kind of a mint.
Yeah, it is. Mint. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what the hell Shamrock Shake tastes like normally. So, you know, if you eat a Shamrock out of the ground, it doesn't taste like mint. So I'm not sure. But yeah, it's delicious nonetheless. And then on to number three, and I saw these at McDonald's, and I had to stop myself and say, "Is it worth it? Is it worth the sacrifice I'm going to have to make for the end of the day, for the rest of the day, in order to be able to eat this?" And that's the new Grand Mac, which is basically, you know, because of, as if some asshole in marketing at McDonald's said,
"Get in my belly."
He said that, but then he also said, you know, the Big Mac just, it's not big enough. It doesn't have enough calories. What can we do? We can make it even bigger. So they have the Grand Mac now, which is this gigantic monstrosity of a Big Mac type of hamburger that comes in at 860 calories. It has 61% more beef than the Big Mac. It's disgusting. I want one so bad.
It's like the Great Outdoors kind of size where you're gonna get your name up on the wall if you have it.
Could they make one of those with giant McGriddle buns and just put that on there?
But
they make it.
Giant black McGriddle buns.
There's a ballpark in Grand Rapids, Michigan, that uses Krispy Kreme donuts, and they have a hamburger where they use the Krispy Kreme donuts as the bun. And I've had a dream ever since I was a young child and heard about this to test that out. I have never had it though.
Number two is along my lines, and I don't quite go to the 20, but I do like these because, like I mentioned earlier, I like the hot mustard that you get. So it's basically the only thing I think goes with the hot mustard, but a 20 piece McNuggets will get you 890 calories. So that's like it says here, it's almost half your intake for the entire day. And that doesn't include any sauce, I don't think. So
no, I don't
think
so.
That's a bit much.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
This is just between us. This will never get out. Have you ever eaten a 20 piece McNugget by yourself?
Yes, I think the last time I probably did would have been in high school, though, when they were kind of out. But I haven't had any recently. I do get the 10, you know, now and then, but I've not ventured to the 20. I think probably for this reason that the calories are more than I want, and I've got the 510 calories for the French fries, and of course I wash it down with the Diet Coke because I'm trying to watch my waistline. But
with a pop,
what flavor pop do you want? No, so you're basically putting this out that as if that's something that you have done. Is that what you're confessing to me right now?
I have done.
Just us?
I've done it.
It's today?
No. It's been a while. It's been a long time. Okay. I have in the past probably more than once. I remember one time, and again, I was a much bigger guy then than I am now. I'd probably throw up if I ate 20 nuggets in one sitting now, I hope. But I remember I was on my way down to Columbus, Ohio for a meeting, and I had to leave in the morning. I'm on the road. I'm starving. I stopped, got like a 20-piece nugget, and just because I'm like, I need something because I'm in a car, and it's a rental, so I don't want to, screw the car up and then have to pay them money. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to get some nuggets because I remember the situation. I was going to get nuggets because they were easy to eat while I was driving, and then I pulled up, and they had like some sort of special on a 20-piece nugget. I'm like, well, might as well do that, and then I ate the whole thing. And
number one is something that I think that's something that we've ordered, but my son and I shared it because I was trying to watch what I ate. So
this is really surprising to me.
It's not that much to it either, and it's way more than pretty much everything else on there.
It's the Big Breakfast with hotcakes, 1,080 calories.
Yeah.
Dear God, that's a lot of calories. 57 grams of fat.
Too much.
And I love that's ridiculous. And I mean, honestly, it's a couple of pancakes. I think it was, what, 3 pancakes on there, a sausage patty.
And a hash brown.
And a hash brown.
And a little thing of butter and the syrup. I think it probably does all add up.
They could turn that into a sandwich, and it's 1,080 calories. So at the end of the article here, it says, and there you have it, 10 of the most caloric items that occupy the McDonald's menu. With unique menus to each market, we wonder how the international items stack up to the USA's. Knowing America is the fattest country in the world, I'm guessing other countries don't quite beat this list. That's true. It's true and disgusting, and I don't even know what to say.
I'd say no thank you.
Where do you go from there? This has been a great episode of The Two Bobs. I'm going to go take a nap.
That's right. And hope I wake up.
So, Robert, we talk a lot about alcohol on the show, right?
Yes.
But, drinking also has a serious side to it. Obviously, we're in our, in our homes where, I have a beer. And honestly, a lot of weeks, this is the only beer that I have. But just depending on how the week goes, but again, we're at the home or the safety of our home. We're not going out and driving anywhere. We're not at the bar right now. So we're smart about it, but some people aren't quite as smart as we are about, their alcohol consumption. So there's a story on Huffington Post and we looked at this, this video earlier, but it's basically a girl who is, given us a field sobriety test by police officers, and she does some, she has a little bit of trouble understanding what the officers were asking. Do you want to go into some more detail about that?
I mean, it's pretty simple stuff, putting your finger to your nose and your hands out. So she's got to do this, and she starts out with, trying to do the tip of her finger on her nose, and she's struggling with that. Initially, they find her sleeping in her car, so they, obviously know that there's something that's wrong. So they go to check on her, and I think when she realizes that she's probably in trouble, she starts to get a little frantic and eventually gets to the part about doing the tests. And she does the fingers on her nose, and then they decide to try to get her to walk a straight line, and that's really where things come apart.
So there's a line here, imaginary line. Okay, so I need you to face that direction with your body. Because you're facing that direction. I need you to face that direction. Here, let me help you.
No, I don't need help. Where's the direction?
Face that direction for me. With your whole body. We're not doing yoga. I don't know what you're doing. Put your hands down.
The officer has to tell her several times how to do, one foot in front of the other, and obviously she's done something like this before, but she ends up doing cartwheels during her field sobriety test rather than doing heel to toe.
Put your hands down.
I got it.
Face this direction with your body. There you go. Just like that. Simple enough.
No, I can't with that.
Okay, well, I'll demonstrate it for you. Right foot in front of your left, hands down at your sides, doing somersaults. I don't know why you're doing somersaults. Or cartwheels, whatever they're called.
I don't know whether to be sad or just really impressed that she's able to do, not even just one, but multiple cartwheels during this interaction she has with the police. In fact, the video's on the Huffington Post article, and we'll put it on the website, of course. Are in the show notes, but it's the video itself, just to try to do this, is to get her to do the field sobriety test, is over 6 minutes long. I think it was 6 minutes and 10 seconds long. So that's basically how long they took for her to just try to get her to walk this damn line.
Anything.
And she's doing cartwheels, and then of course at the end she's sad and crying because they're arresting her and doesn't understand. Yep. They don't understand why. Well, because she was driving her car and erratically, and there were reports of somebody's swerving around the road, and they found her in her black Volkswagen passed out behind the wheel at about 6:45 in the evening.
Yeah, so it was early. It's not even 7 o'clock. She's already tanked. But yes, the sedan was parked partially in the roadway and in a driveway to a trailer park, according to department release, Marshall woke up when officers started speaking to her and asked her to get out of the vehicle. So she, the video is in there too, like Rob said, and you can just, I mean, if you're interested in it, you can go and see how she's just having trouble. So obviously she needed some help, and hopefully she's going to get it.
Yeah, and you know, yeah, she's 23 years old, right?
She's. This is probably not the first time, unfortunately, but hopefully she learns and all her friends learn to, you know, if you're going to drink like that, definitely get somebody to take you home because it's not worth it.
She passed out in the middle of the road. Her car was sticking out into the road. She couldn't even make it into a side street.
No.
She nailed the cartwheel, though.
So, well, yeah, that's the thing. It had, you know, they decide if she can't walk heel to toe, but she can go end over end and do a cartwheel. But
I can't even do a cartwheel when I'm sober.
No, it's not pretty. Maybe that's one of those things we'll have to try sometime and get videos of that. But no, that's okay. Maybe not.
I think that's the last crazy news story of the week that we have time to go over today.
Yeah, thank you for listening. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. The2bobs.com has the contact information. You can send an email at hello@the2bobs.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @2bobspodcast. Or give us a call, 530-882-BOBS. It's 530-882-2627. And don't forget to let us know, however you choose is best for you. Let us know what your favorite segment is so far, now through the first 8 episodes. And again, we'd just like to know.
All right. See you next week.
Hey, right. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewelbeat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit the2bobs.com.